All right, we are here with Philip Dorsett, Miami wide receiver. And Philip, you know, I like to ask guys the scouting report on them for fans who have never watched them. But for you, I know it's speed.
Yeah, I would like to say so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell us what that brings to the table for you. Deep threat, short, intermediate. What do you like to do best?
I like to do both. I mean, I was used a lot as a deep threat at UM. But my senior year, I started getting a little more intermediate stuff, getting hitches, getting slants and stuff like that. So that helped me a lot. I mean, it's been fun at UM. I mean, like I said, it's my offensive coordinator. Played with a freshman quarterback this year, so it was kind of tough. But we got used to it, and we started clicking at the end of the year.
Have you always been growing up like the fastest kid of all your friends, the fastest kid around?
I would say around when I got to high school, around my 10th grade year, that's when I started really separating.
So in high school, I'm sure you played other sports too, right? What else did you play?
Ran track. Yeah.
Were you like state champ or anything like that?
Yeah, I was state
champ. Yeah, no big deal. Yeah. What was your race?
I was a long jump guy, and I got like second in the 100 and second in the 200, stuff like that.
Okay.
But Florida, you know how Florida is. Florida is a fast state.
Right.
The guys I lost to are basically professional track runners now.
Right.
So, yeah.
So in high school, you must have been the fastest guy on the field. What was it like when you made the jump from high school to college? Were you immediately among or the fastest guy on the team at the U?
When I got to college, we had Travis Benjamin.
Okay.
He was probably the fastest guy on the team. Lamar Miller, guys like that, they were definitely probably some of the fastest guys on the team. But I made my leap between my freshman and my sophomore year. That's when I really started going. And I got the training with Coach Swayze, and he got me stronger, got me a lot stronger, and that's when I really started getting faster.
It's funny to think about, like, you know, I understand you can work on your hands, but how do you work on getting faster? How do you do that?
It's all about strength. I mean, strength and just working on like pulling sleds, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Working on your turnover, working on your stride lift, stuff like that. And our strength coach does a great job with it. And that's all it is. I mean, when you really work at it, you'll see the results.
So I don't want to make you sound like a one-dimensional player. You've certainly got more than just the speed on your side. Tell us about your hands. Tell us about what else you do well.
Yeah. This week, I just tried to go out there and just show teams that I was every down receiver, all around receiver too, and just showing them that I do have great hands and I can run routes. So I said that was the biggest emphasis on this week, just going out there, just trying to get better every day.
Is there a kind of coverage from a cornerback that gives you more trouble now than others that you sort of need to work on or anything like that?
When I at UM didn't get a lot of press coverage,
right?
Because they were afraid of our team when it comes to speed. We got a lot of speed guys on our team, so coming here, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say press coverage gives me all the problems, but
it's an experience thing. You haven't seen it as much.
I've seen a lot because we do it in practice every day.
Okay.
That's all we do in practice. But when it comes to the games, we never get it.
Right.
But I mean, it's something that I'm used to. But I mean, it's something that I have fun doing. I mean, it's fun. Working with these guys, some of the best corners in the country,
right.
and it's fun. I'm looking forward to it every day.
Are there receivers in the league who you sort of look up to and say you have a similar game to, anything like that?
Yeah, you got guys like Antonio Brown, you got Deshaun Jackson, T.Y. Hilton, guys like that, Emmanuel Sanders, the little guys that do more than just go deep and do more in ins and outs and stuff like that. So guys like that.
For rookies, of course, special teams is always important. Did you return it at the U as well?
Yeah, I returned my sophomore, my junior year.
Okay,
yeah.
You feel like something you're good at?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I'm good at fielding punts. I'm really good at it, and I mean, it's something that I know I would have to do once I make the jump.
Right.
And it's something that I'm looking forward to doing.
We like to ask guys who the best player they played against this season was. Who would you say?
It was actually a safety.
Okay,
Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, from where's he from?
Florida State.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
probably.
And then how about, you know, you got plenty of guys from the U coming with you to the league. Give us the scouting report on some of those guys. Who should we look out for?
Definitely. All the guys out of here, Denzel Perryman, Ladarius Gunner, Clyde Walford, Duke Johnson, of course, mm-hmm. Anthony Ciccolo. Got a lot of guys this year, actually. It's a big class. I mean, Shane McDermott, Jonathan Feliciano. It's a lot. It's a lot
if
of
you
guys.
Could only bet on one of them making a Pro Bowl, who would it be?
That guy, Denzel Perryman.
Okay. That's
yeah,
a good one.
Definitely.
All right. Well, last question, because we talked about the speed. What's your target for the combine? What are you going to try to run?
I get
you're going to break 4.4?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to break 4.3.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. All right, Philip Dorsett from the U. Perhaps we'll see you in Philadelphia one day. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.